Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Today is the 50th anniversary of the start of Price is Right.
Whoa.
So with that, we present another edition of Pint Size Price is Right. Everybody's talking about the number one candy in Georgia, Swedish.
Oh, yes.
People are starting to gather their Halloween supplies. So I talked to a bunch of kids about Halloween candy to see what they liked. And then if they have any concept of how much these items cost. Are you ready for contestant number one? It's Logan.
What kind of treats do you like?
All the candy.
Do you have a favorite?
Yes, Mike and Ike's.
Ooh. How much do you think it costs to buy a box of Mike and Ike's?
All right, so for Logan, how much for the box of Mike and Ike's do you think? He says A, $1, B, $10, or C, $1,000,000 for the Mike and Ike's.
I'm going to go $1.
Yeah, just a bone.
Yeah.
Actual retail price?
$1,000,000.
What? $1,000,000.
I mean, inflation is picking up.
Nobody's eating Mike and Ike.
Shows to go, yeah. Be like, oh, kid. That would be a great excuse. Like, you can't have the Mike and Ikes. Those are $1,000,000.
Maybe the sweet tarts are more your speed.
All right. Trinity, who's 7 years old.
I eat chips and Skittles, the sweet one.
The sweet Skittles?
Yes.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Yeah.
How much for a bag of Skittles?
All right. So for Trinity, a bag of Skittles, do they cost A, $1, B, $10, or C, $100?
She's seven?
7 years old.
Yeah, I want to say $1.
Yeah, you just got to go with $1.
Actual
she's smart enough.
Retail price?
I'll say $1.
Yeah.
$1 for the Skittles?
Yes.
All right. So we have one that didn't have any concept of money. Trinity, who pretty much nailed it. Final contestant, Theo, who's 8 years old.
What kinds of treats do you like?
Kit Kats, Oreos, ice cream.
Yeah. Who does Theo remind you of? I like all the treats.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
How much do you think for a pint of ice cream?
All right, pint of ice cream.
Ooh.
Does Theo, 8 years old, say A, $1, B, $10, or C, $100?
I'm going to say $10.
Yeah, I like $10, yep.
Actual retail price?
Probably like 10.
$10 for a pint.
Yeah.
You're talking Ben and Jerry's or Haagen-Dazs right there.
I like Ben and Jerry's.
I like that kid.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Ben and Jerry's?
I didn't have time to ask him what flavors. He'd be like, Chubby Hubby, Cherry Garcia, Peanut Butter Cup.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Catherine, you are very shaken this morning. What's going on?
It's my son. I mean, we had this huge fight. He refused to get the vaccine.
Yeah, we don't wanna touch the vaccine.
Have a good day.
I need him home. I'm freaking, I'm stressing out about it. I need him home.
He left home? How old is he?
I don't really know what difference that makes. He's my son and he should be home, but...
Well, if he's 12, Catherine, you should probably call the cops.
Right.
We need to know if this is like a runaway situation.
No, it's not that. I mean, he's in his mid-30s.
You guys had a fight, you said?
Yes. So my mother's been staying with us for a while and she's 96 years old. So I told Christopher, you know, look, you have a choice. Get the vaccine or find another place to stay.
But he chose to move out?
Yeah, I don't know how long she's going to be here with us. So we ended up renting him an Airbnb in Midtown, but now I just don't know what we're going to do.
Wait, did you pay for the Airbnb?
Technically, yes, but I mean, it wasn't just for him. You know, his dad and I thought, okay, well, maybe we'll come in. You know, Hamilton was at the Fox. You know, we thought maybe we would come in and see a show or something like that, so we could kind of use it as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds fine. Yeah.
So when we tried to come in this past weekend, he's been avoiding us because I think he's still so mad at me.
All right, so you haven't been able to get in touch with him. You're hoping that he'll forgive you and get the vaccine.
So that you know, at this point, I don't even care about the vaccine. I just want him home.
Well, what about Grandma? I mean,
she's old. She's had a good life. She's 96. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to see this rift between us either.
So you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, that you don't care whether or not your kid gets the vaccine at this point. You're willing to risk your own mother's life to have your son back.
I'm saying in the grand scheme of things, she's 96 and she's had a good life and I just need my boy home. I'm trying to play everything out as best I can.
Why don't we take a break here? In a couple of minutes, we'll contact your son and we'll try to iron this out and get him to forgive you for renting him a beautiful condo in downtown Atlanta.
Thanks.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Catherine's 35-year-old son refused to get the vaccine to protect his 96-year-old grandma, so Catherine kind of kicked him out of the house and rented him a temporary Airbnb in Midtown. Still, he refuses to talk to her. She wants him to come home where he belongs, so we're going to help her get forgiveness. Catherine, sit tight. We're going to talk to your son, Christopher, for a moment.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Oh, good. You guys, like, give away free tickets and stuff to things.
We do. We're a radio station, but that's not all why right. We're calling. We're doing a little survey about the vaccine and wanted to know... Uh-huh. What you think about, you know, the vaccine, Pfizer, Moderna.
I love it all. Why?
But you haven't gotten one yet?
The vaccine?
Yeah. Right.
Who told you that? Yeah, I got them all.
What do you mean you got them all?
Like Pokemon?
Yeah. I guess so, kind of. I got one for Music Midtown tickets. Cobb County was paying money. I think I got like $100 for them.
Wait, are you going around town getting jabs for free stuff? You're only supposed to get like one or two shots, bud.
No, I have like 8 of them.
What?
Oh my gosh, is that even safe? Can you do
you
that
got 8 shots?
No, I've read that it's better for you. It's worked out for me. So
what do you mean it's better for you? You think you're more protected the more shots you get? I mean, I know there's a booster.
I got Braves tickets.
Yeah, but what about your parents? Do they know that you've gotten the vaccine?
Oh, God, no.
Why haven't you told them?
My Mima is visiting. So I told my mom that I didn't want the vaccine so she would get me an apartment.
How about getting yourself an apartment, though, Chris? How old are you?
34. Oh,
so you had already gotten a vaccine when you told your mom that you hadn't so that she would rent you a place?
Yeah, I'm sitting on like $3,000 she gave me to rent a place for a month. I've been staying on my buddy's couch.
Oh,
so you didn't even get the apartment. You're just pocketing the $3,000?
Yep. Yeah. And I've been avoiding her to make her think that I'm mad at her. So I can stretch this for a little bit.
You're going to try to get more money to stay in this quote unquote Midtown apartment you're supposed to be renting?
Yeah.
No. No, he's not. You're coming home.
I'm surprised Catherine could sit through all that.
You know what? For once, I'm glad that Catherine was listening to this, Chris, because you've been embezzling money from your parents. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and your mom called us because she said you were mad at her because she wouldn't get the vaccine. None of that is true now, so you must forgive her.
Well, I don't think you're right.
Listen to me. First of all, I cannot believe that you were vaccinated. Where in the world are you?
I'm at Alpharetta Steve's house.
Okay.
Catherine, you're not mad?
There's part of me that's mad, but there's a bigger part of me that's relieved. And I just, Christopher, you're coming home, and that's what's important. Let's just focus on that. Live by grace, not perfection. So that's what we're going to try to do.
So, Catherine, you're not concerned about the number of shots that your son got?
So, on the upside, Meemaw's going to be safe. my boy's coming home with $3,000, mind you.
Oh, Catherine, that's adorable. You think Crystal has that $3,000? I'll bet it's gone. Yeah, don't Chris. Lie, Chris.
Yeah, no, that's gone.
Okay. We'll talk about this later. Okay.
It sounds to me like having your son home means more to you than his safety, money.
You know, half the people don't even think the vaccine is real. So I think I'd rather him overdo it than underdo it if I had to go in one way or the other. And again, I feel like I'm hearing the judgment. My main thing is that he's coming home. We're going to be together as a family. Money is just money. Stuff is just stuff. That's what I've got to focus on.
Does anybody think that, like, the only thing more unhealthy than getting 8 shots is this relationship?
Chris, I got to ask, do you forgive your mom?
I was never mad at her.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, that's great.
See ya.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Wow. tomorrow, hopefully we come back down to earth. Nick needs forgiveness from his wife for dishing out some tough love. That always works.
Yeah, it does.
Or never. Forgive and Forget, Friday morning, 7 a.m.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning, 7:25. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine, 85 today. Braves one game away from sweeping the Phillies and would clinch the National League East for the 4th straight season. What else is going on, Kara?
Apparently, there's this new game that's taken off across social media platforms that could be one of the most stupid and dangerous yet. Several people have been recorded riding on the backs of moving semi-trucks on the interstate, like on 75. Police are asking anybody that might see this behavior going on to call 911 first. Don't record it and put it up on ATL Scoop or on your own social media. Somebody could get seriously hurt. Not only is this rider at risk, but so are the cars behind it and next to the truck. Because if anything happens to that person dangerously holding on, everybody else around is going to have to deal with the consequences.
Not to mention everybody who's distracted, who's checking it out or trying to videotape it. Now, do the drivers of these big rigs know that this is even happening?
Most of the time, no. These people kind of sneak on the back when they're at a stop or at a standstill and then ride it until there's some kind of stop again.
Yeah, we've got too many people in America anyways.
Ugh.
You know, like this is, if they're going to be dumb and do this, let them do it. It will weed out the idiots.
Oh, moving right along.
Now, yesterday was a big day for Britney Spears, y'all. She was back in court fighting for serious changes in her conservatorship. And while the battle isn't quite over yet, it is for her father, Jamie Spears. For a long time now, she's wanted him removed as being in control of anything in her life, really. And the judge ruled that he must be immediately removed and turn over all of the books and records during his time as conservator.
Now, the dad's gone, but there is still somebody else that's going to be in charge of her finances and medical.
They have appointed a temporary conservator to at least the end of this year or until this conservatorship is dissolved.
Somebody was complaining about this new person, you know, saying, oh, well, what do they know?
Right, right.
And then whoever they were talking to goes, well, they're a well-known CPA who's been doing this their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Spears is an alcoholic degenerate gambler.
Her attorney said that yesterday was a very successful day for Britney.
What today was about was suspending Jamie Spears, receiving the files, receiving the communication between Jamie Spears and his representatives, and we succeeded in every regard.
So hopefully we can get this girl back on the stage soon and back to doing what she does best. You know?
Oh, you want her back on stage, dude?
Oh my gosh,
do you want to control her iPads as well, Kara?
No, I do not. I do not.
Leave Britney alone.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Stephanie in Gainesville. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Would you please kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
See you later, Kara.
I'm gone, Stephanie. Good luck.
She gone.
Kara's going to leave the studio. We'll ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She's going to pay you $100. Don't. She gives you Shawn Mendes tickets.
Sounds great.
Sounds like a pretty good deal for you, right? A pretty good day at the office for Stephanie. All right, here's question one. A judge dismissed Evel Knievel's son's lawsuit that the Toy Story 4 character, Duke Kaboom, was a ripoff of his dad. What mode of transportation was Evel's favorite?
Motorcycle.
Question two. People on social media are roasting Kylie Jenner's new swimsuit line. True or false, Kylie is the most followed female on Instagram?
True.
Question number. That means she's worth something, by the way. That means she's a complete person. Number three, Eminem showed up to the opening of his new restaurant, Mom's Spaghetti, to greet fans. That in the Detroit area?
Oh, is it in Detroit? Come on.
Stupid question. Name one of the two other names Eminem goes by.
Slim Shady.
Number four, fans are still upset about Chris Pratt being cast as a lead in a new Super Mario Brothers movie. What's the name of the princess in the Super Mario video games?
Princess Peach.
Number five, it's official. Britney Spears' dad has been removed as conservator of her estate. Britney's dad, Jamie, has how many grandchildren?
Five.
Let's bring Kara back in.
Stephanie in Gainesville got all five right.
Stephanie.
So we're not going to tell Kara if she is right or wrong until the end. 2 days in a row, our contestants gotten all five right.
All right, here we go, Kara. Dim the lights, same questions. Number one, a judge dismissed Evel Knievel's son's lawsuit that the Toy Story 4 character Duke Kaboom was a ripoff of his dad. Anybody who was a child of the 70s or even 80s knows that's true. There's no other way. What mode of transportation was Evel's favorite?
A motorcycle.
Question two. People on social media are roasting Kylie Jenner's new swimsuit line. True or false? Kylie is the most followed female on Instagram.
True.
Most followed male? Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah.
Number three, Eminem showed up to the opening of his new restaurant, Mom's Spaghetti, to greet fans. Name one of the two other names Eminem goes by.
Slim Shady and Marshall Mathers.
Number four, fans are still upset. Chris Pratt has been cast the lead of a Super Mario Brothers movie. What's the name of the princess in the Super Mario video games?
Princess Peach.
Number five, it's official. Britney Spears' dad has been removed as conservator of her estate. Britney's dad, Jamie, has how many grandkids?
Five.
Brittany's got two. Jamie Lynn's got two. Brother Brian has one.
Woo. How does everybody know this? why does everybody care?
All right. Final score this morning, a 5-5 tie, but all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money by the skin of your teeth, Kara.
Great game, Stephanie.
Thank you. You too.
We were never going to deny you the Shawn Mendes tickets, just so you know.
Yay.
State Farm Arena, October 14th, 2022. The tickets go on sale next Thursday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Imagine, you have a whole year to look forward to this show.
Oh, I know. I'm going to be counting down starting now.
All right. You do that. Have a great day. We got more tickets tomorrow if you want to win. You can always sign up to play at TadandDrex.com. Great job, Stephanie.
Thank you.
What is the most over-the-top thing you've seen at a wedding in real life? Because celebrity weddings, those are otherworldly.
Always over the top. And I'll bet like pedestrian normal weddings are getting over the top with, you know, Instagram and TikTok and all that becoming popular. Mm-hmm. You see something, you're like, oh, I got to do it. I got to one-up it. Or my best friend had this. I've got to one-up it so I can post it.
Plus, over the pandemic, these couples have had to push their dates off and they've been planning and saving and just trying to make it a big party.
Most over-the-top thing you've seen at a wedding. What happened at Lena Dunham's wedding?
From, I believe she was on the show Girls on HBO. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Right.
She had $10,000 in tie-dyed roses.
What?
Tie-dyed roses. White roses that were tie-dyed. She had three wedding dresses, and this is the big one. If you were three.
I only had two. I mean, come on.
You had two? Jeez.
Yeah, I remember it took an hour. Like, we didn't see Kara for an hour.
Oh,
she got married, went back, and nobody saw her. We were getting drunk, and then you came down in another
dress.
She
was like Cher at her own wedding.
It was amazing.
Love it.
But this is the big one. This is the big one at Lena Dunham's wedding. If you went to that wedding, you definitely saw the most shocking thing ever. You walk in, and you're looking at the nine bridesmaids. You're like, wow, that's a lot of bridesmaids. And then you're like, there's a really tall blonde. Is that Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift as a bridesmaid?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Looking at the bride?
Right?
I mean, come on.
So we're never going to come close to that. But if you can name one that you've actually seen in real life, 404-741-0101. 800-585-0985. Carrie, you were just at a wedding over the weekend. What did you see there?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It was super fancy, too. It was on Kiowa Island, and it was back in this beautiful reserve. And we pull up, and it's this giant farmhouse that has a huge dance floor with a disco ball and flowers everywhere and like the nicest porta potties I've ever seen in my life.
Ooh, the hottie totty potties.
Yeah. Stop right there.
That wasn't even the thing. We pull up and they're setting up these wooden structures that have these big like circular things in them. It was a fireworks display that could rival what they do for the 4th of July at Lenox Mall. Like, it was the biggest fireworks display I've ever seen for a wedding. They had to have a fire truck out there just in case.
I don't know if the fireworks or the fire truck is the bigger thing.
Right. If you pull up to a wedding and there's a fire truck outside, like if you see that before you see that there's going to be fireworks,
right?
Like, whoa. Yeah. What? Let's party. 404-741-0985. If you've been to a wedding, you've seen something more over the top than fireworks, now's your chance to shine. Tad and Drex Show on B98.5. Most over-the-top wedding, Lena Dunham had three wedding dresses, $10,000 worth of tie-dyed roses, and Taylor Swift at her wedding. So, but in the real world, Kara's in the lead right now. She went to a wedding and there was a fireworks display.
Yeah, like an epic fireworks display.
With Disney style.
Disney style, complete with a fire truck on hand in case things got out of hand.
It'd be a lot more cool if it wasn't like a Disney, if it was just like the snake or like a Roman candle.
Those little caps that you throw on the ground.
We're like, wee!
All right, so we're looking to top fireworks display in the real world of weddings, the most over-the-top thing you've seen on our Facebook page. Kara, we got a couple of comments.
Daria Lee is from Canton, and she said she went to a wedding where there were sumo wrestling suits.
Oh, fun.
Like, they had the cage set up and everything.
What?
Ryan Campbell in Smyrna went to a wedding at the Egyptian Ballroom at the Fox, and they had, like, the Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck, like the car on display.
Nice.
And Lai Young said that she had to sign a non-disclosure agreement because there was an 80s child star attending, and that person hadn't been seen on television since like 1986.
Who are you?
What? Yeah, exactly. Who are
you? I think we're alone now. Amanda and Marietta, most over-the-top thing you've seen at a wedding?
A friend of mine had a fire eater at her wedding.
Whoa.
Her brother was like a carny, and she had a bunch of like carnies and stuff at her wedding, and one of them did like a fire eating, fire dancing routine.
You know what? How disrespectful, Tad and Kara, and you as well, saying like laughing at the word carny. They're people too.
They're amazing people.
Drex, you should go work at the carnival, and you can bring your high horse with you.
That's right.
Did anybody contort themselves through a tennis racket, anything like that?
Not a tennis racket, but there was a hula hoop.
What about that basketball game that you can't win because the balls are overinflated?
Oh, gosh.
I think it's a great idea is to have a wedding at actual carnival, and then find the least responsible looking carny and be like, hey, mother-in-law, why don't you go try that ride over there?
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. Thanks for listening. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine 85 today. Braves one game away from sweeping the Phillies. That'll clinch the National League East for the fourth straight season. Good times. What else is going on, Kara?
Beginning tomorrow, it's going to start taking a little longer to get your mail and packages, and it's going to cost more, too. Service standards for first-class mail are going to go into effect. Things that have to travel farther distances are going to start taking longer to show up. So if typically you would get something in 3 days, it's going to be more like 5. As for packages, depending on their weight, it's going to cost up to $3 more to ship something. And all of this right before the holidays.
Is this temporary?
This is not temporary. I think this is permanent from USPS.
See, you saw the price of gas.
I mean, things
everything's going up.
The price of everything is increasing. Now, it looks like we've got a new host of The Bachelor, you guys. Former NFL player and Bachelor himself, Jesse Palmer, is going to be taken over for Chris Harrison. Like Jeopardy, the Bachelor franchise has gone through quite a few guest hosts recently. Former Bachelorettes Tasia Adams and Caitlin Bristow took their little turn trying to do some hosting duties. Also on Bachelor in Paradise right now, we've seen David Spade and Lance Bass and even Little John step in. But Jesse was the final pick to lead the season. Now he's going to start helping Bachelor Clayton Etchard find love in season 26, and no clue if he's going to be a permanent host for this or not, but we'll see what happens.
Everybody knows it's a palate cleanser for LeVar Burton to take over as host. Everybody knows that.
Speaking of television personalities, the dog is on the hunt now. Dog the Bounty Hunter has just joined the search to try and find Brian Landry. Now, just after a few days of doing what the dog does, he believes he's closing in on his location. Yesterday, they called in a specialized canine unit to go over a remote island where the dog believed he could be hiding. Now, as of last night, they didn't find anything, but how crazy would it be if Dog the Bounty Hunter ended up finding this guy?
How crazy is it that Dog the Bounty Hunter got involved in this in the first place? Second, he's already like, they've been looking for this guy for almost a month.
Yeah.
Dog comes in, he goes, I'm close to finding him.
Hold my
beer. I'm going
to
the island. Yeah. He's like, we've called in the canine units. We're going to find him.
I love that Dog the Bounty Hunter just fits in so well in Florida.
He's very Florida.
So the people will be like, that's a normal person. That's not
right.
Dog the
Is
Bounty
he
Hunter.
From, exactly. He's got to be from Florida, right?
Originally, I think he's from Hawaii.
Oh, he's legit a Floridian. Yeah, he's sure. The perfect person to take over.
One gator short of Florida, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.